Hello?
Hey, my name is Carnisha with XBO Logistics. I was trying to reach out to Mr. Business Eat.
Who?
Well,
I'm sorry. You name, I did not understand what you said.
I called you the wrong last name. Is it Rothwell?
It is. And what was your name again?
Carnisha, I'm sorry, a whole nother account pulled up. I was like, oh, what is going on? I'm with XBO, the delivery and installing company. I had one of my techs calling in, and he said that you were supposed to be scheduled for tomorrow. I don't know what happened with the scheduling at all, but they had like your hallway scheduled for tomorrow and had the install of your dishwasher scheduled for February the 4th. So I don't know if the first was over capacity when it was scheduled, but they have it in for the 4th.
That was okay. Jason told me that he had the schedule, had me scheduled for you guys to can hook up my dishwasher and take away the old one, okay? And it was scheduled for tomorrow. He did not give me a time. I called Best Buy to see when you guys would be coming. They had nothing. So I scheduled an appointment for the 4th for the install. Because that was as soon as they could get me. I have a dishwasher sitting in my kitchen, not hooked up.
I was wondering where the 4th date came from. I was like, who scheduled it? Like, I don't know. Because, like, the Holloway is still scheduled for the 1st. And I was like, okay, no, there's something isn't right. But I
So
didn't know until Best
I
Buy.
scheduled it because she told me that I was supposed to call and schedule, not wait, that it could be next week before they could do me.
Yeah, because what happened is I think that they already probably had you in. Because on here, whenever he called in, they went on ahead and rescheduled you for the 1st. But with you rescheduling it, it put it, let's see.
On
Yeah, they
Friday
put,
the 4th is what they
yes.
told me.
Yeah, that's what's on here now. But it could have, I wish they would never told you that because you were in for the 1st. But with them telling you to change it, that's what happened. So now it
So,
pushed you up
can you
some.
come tomorrow? Somebody is not telling me the right stuff. Can you come tomorrow? She hung up on me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I
Oh
can.
no.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. My headset is old. No, ma'am. He can't come tomorrow just because it didn't make it on route with it being changed and they got him in a different
I've
area.
already have the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's what I told him. He knows the dishwasher doesn't when it came out to your home on the 29th, but it's not on his route to actually come out and do it. Like if he comes out and do it, he won't get paid. But it has to be
So,
on the 4th.
because you guys screwed up, I'm going to have to wait to the 4th to get it installed.
Yes, who told you that you had to call in and get it scheduled?
The person at Best Buy's when I called to see what time you guys were going to be installing it tomorrow. She said that the person was not supposed to schedule the appointment, that I, as a customer, had to call and reschedule.
Yeah, so that was Best Buy who told you that. I would say because XBO, we had you scheduled.
But I didn't have any number information from XBO.
Yeah, because XBO, we're the deliver we deliver and install. That's what we do. That's our only job within Best Buy. We come out
But
and do,
okay, but I did not have any information, and you guys had not called me. Okay, so what do I do from now?
the only thing that we can do, I can try to get an email sent over and get it changed for an earlier date, but I couldn't put it back on. I couldn't put it for tomorrow. But I can try to put it for an earlier date and then the 4th, I can send an email over and see if it can get overread by, higher up on my end.
I need to have a date as to when. I cannot spend my week, Kanisha, waiting on you guys to do something that should have been done last Saturday. A $6.28 part, which should have been on your truck, according to Jason, was not on, and I had to go to Best Buy's and buy it. Gladly did, but it would have been nice if he could have waited while I did that. So now I am like going to be a week late because somebody didn't do what they needed to do.
Yeah, so that's why I said I'm going to try my best on my end because, like, I don't know why Best Buy gave you that, you know, call in and do that because you were on for the first. Like, with you changing it, it removed you off the route.
It moved me off the route. Are you you're joking. So, because I did what I should do, I'm screwed yet again. Jason told me specifically we had an appointment, and that lady today said, no, you don't have an appointment.
Yes, you were on schedule on the 29th when he came out to your home. Jason called into us, XBO, to get the date changed. So we had you scheduled in for the 4th, but with Best Buy telling you.
No, ma'am, you told me you had me scheduled for the 1st, which is tomorrow.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We had you scheduled for the 1st, but with you calling Best Buy or whatever Best Buy told you, they led you to, like, get your date, you know, changed to another date. And with it changing, that's what messed the system up or whatever Best Buy told you.
She told me I had no appointment set. I had no appointment set with anybody. Do you guys not talk to each other?
Well, we do, but our systems, they're not systems where they're connected to each other. Like, if they send something over to us, a work order over here, it won't show up into our system in, like, 2 or 3 days later after they send it over to us. We just don't have that type of system. Because we're two different companies.
So Kenesha, how should I have known to call you guys?
Well, I don't know why they led you. Because when Jason came to your house on the 29th, he called into us and let us know this needs to be done. You know, we'll come back and do the install on the 1st. We scheduled you. XBO scheduled you in. You didn't have to do anything but just wait on the phone call to come out to you on the 31st. I don't know why, you know. That's all you had to do. You already rescheduled. Like, we rescheduled you on the 29th.
Okay. So, but I didn't know that I was dealing. I had to call someone else. I'd never been told that not to call anybody other than Best Buy. So I called the phone number I had. I had no information from you guys, anything.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get an email sent over now to our home office now, and I'll see if they can get someone actually out, you know, earlier than the 4th to get it done for you, so it won't just be sitting in your home not installed at all.
Okay, do you think you can come tomorrow?
I don't know. I know that Jason, he won't be able because he's already routed, and they didn't, with it being changed, it's not on his route. So I'm going to reach out to Jason and see if it's another driver. Because our system, like, the people that come out to your house, they're contractors. Like, XBO, we're the big company. But who comes out to you guys' homes are contractors through their own company. So I don't know if they have more drivers in your area or not. But I can, I'll check with Jason and see if they do so that we can get it done for you.
It needs, you need to call me so that I can tell you what's going to work for me. Not just schedule me, okay? Because I thought I had an appointment. I don't have an appointment. We moved the appointment. I mean, I have a busy schedule, ma'am. I can't just stop my life, okay? So can you call me tomorrow? And if you don't call me, how do I get in touch with you guys?
Well, give me just a moment. I'm going to give you my phone number, okay?
Okay, thank you, Kenesha.
You're welcome. So this number is for us. We install for you, and we're the delivery company, okay?
Okay.
Best Buy. But this is the contact number in case you have to call back and, you know.
Okay.
Here we go. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It's
866-494-0101.
Yes, ma'am. And then one more issue. I have a phone number on here. I'm going to give you the number that's on file because the driver, he gave me the number that your husband texts from, and that number didn't pull up, but I had to just put it in with your last name, and it pulled it up. But just let me know if this number is correct that's on our end because you probably didn't get a phone call from us because
I have not heard from anybody. That's why I called at 5 o'clock today and spoke with Best Buy.
Yeah, the number we have on file is 770-232-1765.
That's my home phone number, and I have not gotten any calls from you guys today other than when you just called. No messages, no anything.
Okay. Is that a good number for you, or should I change it?
That is my home phone number, and that is fine.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get the email sent over for you now, and then I'll reach out to Jason again and see if it's another company in that area so we can get it done for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Do you want me to hold on?
Just be looking out for a phone call from me, because I'm sending an email off now, but I'm not going to say, hey, as soon as I send it, they're going to respond to me. I have to wait on their email to respond, but I don't get off until 8 o'clock tonight, so hopefully they respond while I'm still here so I can give you an update.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kenesha.
You're welcome. Thank you, HBO. I'll be calling you back shortly, hopefully. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.